Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest has seen a vision of the lightnings of God that are about ready to come to those areas of the world that are dry and thirsty for more of God. But there's something you have to do. Can I tell you?
Yes.
I know.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Ryan, you don't know how blessed you are. When you were just a young man, you had a vision of the throne room. That provokes me to jealousy.
Yes, I had had a life-changing encounter. My story was I was bound in darkness. I get radically set free. Now I'm really pursuing God. I say I'm in hot pursuit. And all of a sudden, I'm taken into the throne room. And when I'm taken into the throne room, I'm literally in the glory of God. I see the glory cloud. I see the feet of the Lord. It's like I am just this little tiny creature looking up at this skyscraper kind of sized entity. But I was swallowed in the glory. Right after that happened, Sid, I went somewhere to minister. And the most remarkable thing, I think perhaps I never saw this since then in this manner. I was ministering. The glory came in as I told what happened. And every single person, all of a sudden, through the course of the meeting, was knocked down in the floor under the power of God. Now, that's one thing. But the other thing was,
how does a teenager handle that kind of power?
You know, I think you're just so shocked. But because you've been in the throne room,
right,
it's real to you. So when it's happening, this is an extension of what you saw in private. But now it's happening. And people were being miraculously healed. You know, it's one thing to have an encounter like that. But I always want to ask, okay, what is the result? And the result was people were delivered and healed and set free.
You recently had a vision of the lightnings of God. What do you mean by lightnings of God?
Well, this was one of the most stunning visions I've had, and I'm seeing it come to play in America, but I believe it's for the nations. I saw this huge glory cloud. I knew it was a glory cloud because I know enough about that now to know. But inside of this cloud were storm systems, if you will. There was tornadic activity. There were lightnings. There were rain clouds. As far as the lightnings, they are different things. They're revelation. Light in the Bible represents revelation, but also there are moments and types of ignition. After I saw this, I realized what the Lord was saying. I'm literally going to release my lightning strikes in dry territories, and they are going to become ablaze with the power and the fire of God.
And you know, the drier the area is, the greater the fire. So there's hope.
And many people said, feel like, well, I'm in such a dry place. What can happen? But you know what? God's setting you up for a lightning strike that's going to shift your life, your city, the people around you. We need to get out of this demonic haze of saying it's hopeless and it's impossible. The glory storms are coming. The supernatural is upon us. And it is time for the church of Yeshua, the Lord Jesus Christ, to step into her prophetic destiny. Not later, but right now.
I have to ask you this question. I've gotten to know you a little bit. I know some of your trade secrets. This guy sees writing above people's heads that's got something to do with what God wants to tell them. This guy has prophetic dreams and visions and hears words, and all the gifts are activated. Are you special? Can anyone move in any of these areas you move in?
anyone and everyone can, and I believe they're going to. I believe this is the hour of activation. That's why I want to invite people into this practical theology of supernatural access, that when you got born again, the Lord opened it up for you to come into the fullness of who He is. I say it this way, a satellite dish doesn't get up in the morning and say, I pray I receive a signal. This is where the enemy's duping many of us. A satellite dish simply is a receiver, and we are receivers. And in fact, I hear the Lord say right now, there are people watching this broadcast, and even in this audience, you felt blocked. There's a lady named Regina. You have been under a heaviness, and I see the Lord removing that. There's a man named James in Ohio, and you have been in ministry, but you become so dry and under attack, and the Lord says, there's refreshing for you. I made you, says the Lord, all of you, every one of you, to hear, to see, and to know, and your eyes and your ears are being opened because you have access to all that heaven has to offer. And it is the time now, I want you to get that in your spirit, now for every one of us to move in our God-ordained purpose.
But sometimes the instructions seem so crazy, we think it's our thoughts. Like, for instance, there's a Jewish fisherman by the name of Peter in the Bible. He's fishing all night. This is his profession. So a carpenter tells the fisherman to throw the net out again. Now, the fisherman should have said, what do you know about fishing, carpenter? I've been fishing my whole life. But he decided to follow the words of the carpenter, Jesus of Nazareth, rather than what his sense knowledge told him.
Yeah, it's a stunning story because Jesus is giving Peter an instruction that makes no sense.
Yeah.
Miracles are on the other side of an instruction that makes no sense. You were talking about the letters. I was on a plane ride. I see letters over a young man's head. The letters are writer. It spells out writer. The young man's telling me on the plane ride he wants to work on an oil rig. And I'm so confused in my own brain, not in my spirit, in my brain, that I get up and go to the restroom in the plane and say, Lord, you have got to speak to me. And he said, you are seeing right, son. Go out there and say what you see. When we say what we see, it opens up the realm of the miraculous. Sid, when I told that young man, the Lord says there's a writing gift in you. His eyes got this big. He didn't know Jesus. He wasn't born again. He knew nothing of the supernatural. But he said, I began to write a novel, and I got stuck, and I had just given up on that whole thing. That word was a gateway into his life. Same with Peter. When Jesus spoke that, Peter wasn't in sin. He was doing what he knew to do. But Jesus gave him a confounding instruction. And when Peter launched out on the instruction, the miracle came. The miracle is always on the other side of an instruction. And it's going to seem crazy. You ask, can anybody do this? There are soccer moms God wants to use, school teachers, business people, CEOs. God wants to use.
His most favorite way of receiving information from God is in dreams. Why do you say that?
Because it's one of the times you can't hardly mess it up, you know? When we get those words we were talking about earlier, sometimes we don't know what to do with them. And dreams can be very mysterious. They're one of the most mysterious ways God talks.
But you say something that really is intriguing to me. You said you figured out how to crack the dream code. Yeah, I've often wondered, Ryan, why does God speak to us in code? What would you say to that?
Well, I would say that the reason why these things are in code oftentimes is not that God's hiding something from you. He's hiding something for you. Now, in the area of dreams is very interesting because dreams can come from really three different places primarily. Dreams can come from your soul. Your soul is your mind, your will, your emotions. It can be a result of a trauma that happened in your soul, a memory, a favorite childhood place. And those dreams are not really significant. They're basically your brain processing information in the night season when your body's asleep. The other area dreams come from is the realm of the spirit, and twofold. The dark realm, the Satan's kingdom and the enemy's realm, and then the kingdom of light. They can come from Holy Spirit, your born-again spirit processing spiritual communication information, and that's the code that has to be cracked there. And most people never get beyond the first level, which is discerning, where did the dream come from? Was this a dream based on something I watched? was this a demonic dream? Demonic dream you discern because there's fear. You discern because there's anxiety. Even if God gives you a prophetic warning, you are not going to have a spirit of fear. There's going to be the voice of the Lord and wisdom. So step one to crack the code is discern where it came from. So I teach people to crack the code, discern it. And then Paul said, casting down imaginations. You immediately break that. You cast that down and you refuse to partner with it.
Okay, speaking of that, let's suppose I have a dream. I want to know what you would advise me to do. I wake up, I just remember that dream. What would you do if that was you?
Well, first thing I would try to sort out, is this dream something that seems to be in high def to me? I don't mean just visually, but I mean spiritually. I've had prophetic dreams that shifted my whole life. I said they're one of my favorite things because I can't mess them up. When you have a dream, you can't mess it up because it's not flowing through your own self like when you're prophesying over somebody or whatever. So first step is write it down. All prophetic things are to empower pursuit. That's why there's a mystery involved for you to pursue. Now you crack the code. Once you've written it down, you start to pray over it, and then you start to analyze.
Excuse me, you have to help me. Okay. What do you mean you pray over it?
That's a good question. So I write it down. I had a dream and I'm in water and I had the peace of God all over me. I begin to pray, Father, I thank you for proper interpretation of this dream. I thank you for the spirit of wisdom. I maybe pray the Ephesians 1 prayer, the eyes, my understanding being open. Then I go from there to looking at symbols to help me crack the code. Water in Ephesians is the word of God, but water's also type and shadow of Holy Spirit. Dreams are one of the most profound leadings in the Bible. In fact, in the Old Testament, he says he speaks to his prophets through dreams. We look at Paul. Paul's whole ministry was shifted by the Macedonian encounter. It is a high level of communication for people.
Okay, well, I want to go somewhere else right now because I love the phrase you use in your writing. You call this, which happens to be my favorite of all the supernatural things, my most favorite thing I love to do. You call it the great equalizer. What is
that? It's praying in the Spirit. I have become the biggest fan and advocate of praying in the Spirit.
Have you become as big as Paul? Paul said, I pray without ceasing. I just remind you.
I'm working on it. I'm working on that. But that's the goal. Because really, when you pray in the Spirit, you enter the classroom of Holy Spirit. He's the master teacher. The Bible says he'll bring all things to your remembrance. So I enter into unlimited wisdom. I may not know how to do this and this and this, but when I hook up with Holy Spirit and pray in the Spirit, he begins to teach me. I believe personally you cannot pray persistently in Holy Spirit in your prayer language without revelation being a major part of your life. To me, it's the gateway to all prophetic revelation. You have got to learn to pray in the Spirit. And once we learn that, it takes the limits off everything revelation-wise.
It is the greatest tool for a breakthrough in your life. And I'm going to believe when we come back, not only will you speak in tongues, but you'll have a breakthrough in your life with the breaker anointing. Be right back.
Call now and get Ryan LaStrange's brand new book and his anointed four-part audio CD teaching set, Supernatural Access. This is an exclusive offer for our rich Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9527. Ryan LaStrange's brand new book, Supernatural Access, is a manifesto for supernatural living, God encounters, and radical prophetic leading. You are standing at the doorway into greater dimensions of the Spirit. Through this book, you will have your spiritual senses sharpened to learn how to hear God clearly, begin to receive revelation for your own life and for others around you, learn how to see in the Spirit through inner visions, night visions, open visions, and in prophetic dreams, discover how to begin to act on the revelation you receive to demonstrate God's power, learn how to be effectively led by the Holy Spirit, understand how to know and discern the will of God for your life, begin to operate in tremendous miracles and authority. Through this anointed four-part audio CD series, Ryan teaches you how to crack the code of dreams and visions and how to kickstart the prophetic. On this four-part audio CD teaching, you will learn how to master hearing, discerning, understanding, and partnering with the voice of the Lord. You will understand that prophetic dreams contain messages that are vital for your success. Learn that no matter what you're facing today, God already has a promise to match up with that challenge. Understand how to deal with nightmares by taking authority over it. And please plead the blood of Jesus over yourself. Ryan prays for you to have prophetic dreams and understand the interpretation, to have stunning encounters with God in the night, to receive a sharpening of spiritual wisdom and revelation. Ryan gives a powerful prophetic proclamation over you, breaking the spirit of fear and every trauma in your life. He decrees perfect peace and deep emotional healing in your life.
It's available for everybody. That means all believers.
Don't miss out on getting Ryan LaStrange's brand new book and his anointed four-part audio CD teaching set, Supernatural Access. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9527. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9527 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Brian, people are so, believers are so hungry for the supernatural. Give us some basic instructions. How do we begin?
Well, the starting point for me, what I did and what has really helped me, is I became very intentional about cultivating the supernatural in private. When we're in an atmosphere like this, it's easy to cultivate it because we've got all these people here and at home.
Why is it so difficult in private?
Because I think we're distracted. We're very distracted and we're not intentional. So we have this mindset of, I'm going to walk to my house and pray, and if the Lord wants to show me anything, He'll show me something. What I started to do is I literally created a space in my house. So not everybody can do this, but I created a space where I spend the majority of my prayer time when I'm home. I began to put pictures up that are, to me, prophetic. I have keys that people have given me. I have different, these are personal things that jog my prophetic senses. They bring what I call prophetic kickstart. Everybody's different.
One of the things that I do is I have a list of prophecies people have given me.
That's great.
And I start reading them.
You read those, and I also play worship music because sound frames atmospheres, and sound informs cultures. So I create sounds that engage an atmosphere. I don't have to have a sound because I need to be developed as a believer to preach, prophesy, cast out devils wherever I'm at. I don't always have a worship leader with me.
Right.
But in my secret place, I'm creating that atmosphere, and then I'm intentional. And this is where we got to start. We've got to be intentional. Today, I'm going to hear from God. We've got to learn God speaks in different ways. That's a whole other subject. And then we take some time in that place of prayer to be still and listen. And every single time something is being communicated, we just have to learn the methodology of the communication. Sometimes, Sid, it's profound. I see something. You ask me, did I see anything today? I see a river coming through the studio. Now, I understand that when I see something in the studio, it's going to the home, to you as well. But I see a glory river coming through. And the Lord says, today I want to catch you up in my river. The Lord says, I'm literally going to begin to move people right now in the next 30 seconds out of things that have gripped you and held you. There's a lady named Betty, and the Lord says, I'm literally delivering you out of heavy mental torment, Betty. In fact, you've had a season of terrible, gripping, fearful nightmares, and I'm delivering you. There's someone in the studio audience that has had that same thing, and the Lord says, get swept up in the river. I see new lungs hitting people right now by the authority of Jesus' name, breathing restrictions and constrictions being broken. I see joints, and if you're in the audience, I want you to begin to pray if you have a joint problem. I see joints being healed, ankles, hips, bones, and necks being healed right now. We're just going to jump into this river that is sweeping us up. And the Lord says many people are being activated right now. Activated to hear, activated to see, says the Spirit of God. Father, I release that healing river right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody's lungs are being healed. Somebody's heart is being healed. The Lord says you will not die of that heart condition in the name of Jesus. There's a woman who they've told you your father, he is going to be out of here within 30 days. And the Lord says, I cancel that death sentence in the name of Jesus. I break that death sentence. And Father, I loose in this studio, into the online and to the television audience, the river of healing, miracles, and glory right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
You know, I feel that river. I really do, Ryan. And I saw that God is doing things in the mouth, in the teeth area in particular. Anything in that area, it's yours. Anything you need. I mean, wherever the river goes, it says in Ezekiel, there's healing. There's healing. And that river is pouring out of your computer screen, your television screen, or here in the studio audience. Ryan, if I had to pin you down, what do you say is the greatest roadblock to healing?
The greatest roadblock to healing is condemnation. This is one of the real things Jesus came to just destroy at the cross. And I want to explain this. Condemnation is the overemphasis of something that has already been covered by the blood of Jesus. In other words, the Bible says Satan is the accuser of the brethren.
So what do you do when you've repented over something,
right,
and you keep getting that same accusation at strategic perfect times when you're weak? What do you do?
You know, the first thing I do is I try to muster up some scripture, because when Satan was attacking Jesus, he kept saying, "It is written." So I say, I come back at the devil with, "It is written." I then pray in the spirit, and Sid, one master key is I do the opposite of what it's saying. So if I'm praying for sick people and the voice of the enemy says, "Nobody's going to get healed today," I pray harder for them. I pray longer for them. I go after it with more tenacity, because what the enemy's looking for is my back down point, and you got to get past the back down point.
So in other words, he's looking to see if you'll give up.
That's what he's looking for, and we can't give up.
And if you don't give up,
you're going to flow in the supernatural, and you're going to break through and break loose, and you'll break a barrier, Sid.
Okay. People have believed lies, lots of
yes.
lies, about that they don't have the same ability as others, that they participated in an unpardonable sin. Their life was so bad before they became a believer. I want you to pray for them right now. I want you to pray that breaker anointing.
Yes.
Break it all.
I feel that right now. The breaker anointing. It's time to break up, break loose, break out, break forth. It's time that everything that holds you, confines you, and restricts you and tries to bind you is broken. So we're going to start with condemnation, and then that wave is going to come through this place and on your screen, and breakthrough is going to become manifest. I feel this is one of the words of the Lord for this nation of the United States of America now in this season. The word of the Lord is, I'm breaking down walls of restriction and confinement. This is a season, hear me now, this is a season of the rubble. There is a Holy Ghost wrecking ball going through broken systems, and this is an uncomfortable, unprecedented time in every segment of society, but the breaking is about the breakthrough and the break loose. We are going to see a Joseph anointing release that people are going to be suddenly accelerated, suddenly promoted, suddenly burst forth. There are people that have been in the wilderness, you're suddenly coming out. And there's a breaker anointing. So let's pray. Father, I thank you now that every lie of condemnation is broken. I break the voice of the accuser of the brethren. I bind fear of moving in the supernatural, fear of failure, and fear of disappointment. What if I do it, Lord, and it doesn't work? I break those lies right now in the name of Jesus. And now, Father, according to Micah 2, I say the breaker has gone up before us and broken out and broken loose and breaking us through the gateway. I release right now a wave starting here in the building and on television around the nations of the world, a wave of the breaker anointing. I feel breaker prophets rising. Sid, I hear the Lord say, you're about to come into breaker media appointments. The Lord said, literally, I'm putting a catapult anointing on its supernatural network to catapult miracles around the world. For the Lord says, this is the hour and this is the time of miracles. Even on Sid and Sid Roth Ministries, and it's supernatural, we loose a breaker anointing. And now on everyone at home, we loose that breaker anointing now. In this studio, we loose that breaker anointing now. Be broken loose and broken out in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
And that breaker anointing is for you.
Did you know that no matter what you're facing today, God's already got a promise to match up with that challenge? No matter what lie the enemy has used to come against you, God has already prophesied victory over that situation. Ryan LaStrange wants to give you the supernatural keys to crack the code of dreams and visions and kickstart the prophetic in your life so you can walk in freedom and victory every day.
The practical dimension of it is what is so critical, because so many people are stuck. They don't know how to engage the supernatural. So I wanted to make it super practical for every person.
Call now and get Ryan LaStrange's brand new book and his anointed four-part audio CD teaching set, Supernatural Access. This is an exclusive offer for our rich supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9527. Ryan LaStrange's brand new book, Supernatural Access, is a manifesto for supernatural living, God encounters, and radical prophetic leading. You are standing at the doorway into greater dimensions of the Spirit. Through this book, you will have your spiritual senses sharpened to learn how to hear God clearly, begin to receive revelation for your own life and for others around you, learn how to see in the Spirit through inner visions, night visions, open visions, and in prophetic dreams. Discover how to begin to act on the revelation you receive to demonstrate God's power. Learn how to be effectively led by the Holy Spirit. Understand how to know and discern the will of God for your life. Begin to operate in tremendous miracles and authority.
It's available for everybody. Jesus didn't come to demonstrate supernatural things through some people, but through every person that believes. And that means you, that means me, that means all believers.
Through this anointed four-part audio CD series, Ryan teaches you how to crack the code of dreams and visions and how to kickstart the prophetic. On this four-part audio CD teaching, you will learn how to master hearing, discerning, understanding, and partnering with the voice of the Lord. You will understand that prophetic dreams contain messages that are vital for your success. Learn that no matter what you're facing today, God already has a promise to match up with that challenge. Understand how to deal with nightmares by taking authority over it and plead the blood of Jesus over yourself. Ryan prays for you to have prophetic dreams and understand the interpretation, to have stunning encounters with God in the night, to receive a sharpening of spiritual wisdom and revelation. Ryan gives a powerful prophetic proclamation over you, breaking the spirit of fear and every trauma in your life. He decrees perfect peace and deep emotional healing in your life.
Supernatural access. This is what I believe. This is the last act of the last play on planet Earth, and your name is being called, yes, you, and you need to prepare for supernatural access.
Don't miss out on getting Ryan LaStrange's brand new book and his anointed four-part audio CD teaching set, Supernatural Access. This is an exclusive offer for our rich supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9527. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9527 or log on to Sid Roth. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
What does this year hold for you and your loved ones? Rich Vera, Chuck Pierce, and Hank Kuhneman will share what's next on God's prophetic calendar concerning America, Israel, and the world in 2018. You don't want to miss this exclusive prophetic TV event. Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.